There we go.
Well, you always talk, Christmas in July. That's a good marketing gimmick. And, of course, we didn't put that out on our sign, Vicar. But this is a little taste of Christmas. Last week we did the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, the birth of St. John the Baptist. Now we do another Christmas story, the Visitation, when Mary visits Elizabeth. And some pretty cool things happen when she visits Elizabeth, like John the Baptist pointing to Jesus in the womb of Mary, of Elizabeth. One unborn child pointing to another unborn child, just as John would do throughout his life, pointing to Jesus, even with his death. Our service for today is Divine Service, setting number 3, page 184. Our opening hymn will be 940, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the witness of John, his bold confession of your Son, even when he was in the womb and Jesus was in the womb. We thank and praise you for the confession of Elizabeth, that she proclaimed in such clear words the identity of Mary as the mother of her Lord. We beg you, O Lord, that you would be with us, that we would continue to cling to this same Jesus that St. John always and continually pointed us to. Your holy, your precious name we pray. Amen. Opening hymn number 940.
Thank you.
setting number 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant to us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
Almighty God, you chose the Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son and made known through her your gracious regard for the poor and lowly and despised. Grant that we may receive your word in humility and faith, and so be made one with Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Visitation is from Isaiah, chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall judge, not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. The epistle is from Romans, chapter 12. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We now confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We sing now our hymn of the day, Tell Out My Soul the Greatness of the Lord, hymn 935. Please be seated.
Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon, this celebration of the visitation, is the account of that visitation from Luke chapter 1. Dear friends in Christ, we Lutherans say some strange things. We say that the God we worship, the only true God, is one God, yet three persons. We say that Jesus Christ our Lord is at the same time both God and man. And we claim that the bread and the wine on the altar and given into our mouths is the very body and precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, we confess the creed. In both the Apostles' and the Nicene creeds, we say the words, "I believe," twice, at the beginning of the first and the third articles. And that makes a lot of sense, until we study Luther's Small Catechism. There, we are taught to confess in words that the oldest of us should know just as well as those who are newly confirmed. "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." Cut away everything else, and the sentence reads quite simply, "I believe that I cannot believe." I believe that I cannot believe. Of all the strange things that Lutherans say, this one may take the cake. This one may cause the most stumbling. "I believe that I cannot believe. I believe that I cannot have faith. Faith is impossible for me." If we left it there, then we would have a very dreary picture. We would all be running to follow the advice of Job's wife to despair and die. But the key words are, of course, found right in the middle of that sentence. "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to Him." Faith is not my work. Faith is not my choice. Faith is not by my own efforts. I can do nothing, nothing at all to believe. And if it were left to myself, I would never believe. Faith instead comes by hearing. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Mary heard the word. She heard God's voice. Just before our text, the angel Gabriel from heaven came and he spoke to her words of promise, words from God Himself. She would conceive in her virgin womb, and this child would be no magic trick, but God Himself in the flesh, the very Son of God. How will these things be? Nothing will be impossible with God. Mary hears that word. And in a miracle comparable to what happens in her womb, she believes. She believes that she will carry in her virgin womb a child. And she believes what the angel says about that child. The Holy Spirit did double duty that day through the Word of God. He conceived Christ in Mary's womb, and He conceived faith in Mary's heart. She heard, she believed, and she speaks. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Faith, born in the human heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, working through God's holy word, has a certain character. It is humble. Faith doesn't take. Faith doesn't demand its own rights. Faith doesn't assert itself. Faith receives. That is the very definition of faith, to believe in something. Faith is passive. Faith is the beggar's hand. Faith is given to. Mary's voice is the voice of faith, the voice of humility. Let the Lord's work be done upon me. But faith is also zealous, for faith is sure and certain. Not in itself, but in what it believes in. Mary doesn't hesitate, but Luke tells us, in those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. You see, that's the thing about faith. It is bold, it is certain, it is confident. It moves with haste because of what it believes in. You see, dear friends, faith is only as good as its object. It doesn't matter how great your faith is if you believe in something that isn't true. We shouldn't go around talking about our faith. Instead, we should go around talking about what or who our faith is in. If our faith is in the one dwelling in Mary's womb, Jesus the Christ, then we go forth boldly, with confidence, with haste, without hesitation. Such faith carries the word. Such faith speaks that word to others. She entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Mary bears the word in two different ways. The word of God, which was spoken to her, and she believed. The word made flesh, dwelling within her womb. And when people come into contact with the word, faith results. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. Faith comes by hearing. John heard the word, spoken by a bearer of the word. And the Holy Spirit, in a miracle greater than John's own conception in the womb of a woman old and barren, works faith in John's unborn heart. And he believes. Do not let anyone tell you that babies cannot believe. Do not let anyone tell you that the unborn are not fully human, that they can be disposed of without a thought. John heard the word in the womb, and he believed. John heard the word in the womb, and he rejoiced. For faith is zealous, filled with a living and lively hope in Christ. Faith leaps for joy. This is the joy of salvation, the joy that John has been visited by his Savior. This is the joy that all of the promises of God are being fulfilled, that sin, death, and the devil are about to be defeated. This joy is more enduring, more powerful than any sorrow. The joy born of faith sustains us even when we face the sufferings of this world, even when death draws near to us. John leapt for joy to hear the word from the lips of the mother of his Lord. Jesus, later, a few years later, would call on John to leap for joy in a much different situation. Blessed are you, Jesus says, when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. Faith is humble. Faith even places its head on the chopping block with confidence, as John would one day do. For faith has an object. And when that object is Jesus Christ, the conqueror of sin and death, faith is confident. Faith is bold. Faith is humble. How can we leap for joy when others persecute us? By faith. Faith in the very one who has overcome the world. The joy brought by faith, joy even in the midst of sorrow, then proclaims Christ to others. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth heard the same word from the lips of Mary. She heard the confession of her son, who even in the womb pointed the way to Jesus. She heard, and the Holy Spirit, working a miracle greater than what had happened in her womb, gave to her the gift of faith. She believed that her Messiah had come to visit her, as small Luther says, as a bumblebee, that the Savior of the world was in her presence. She believed that the promises of God were all coming to pass right before her eyes. She heard, she believed, and she confesses. For faith is zealous. It cannot help but confess, declaring to the world the great promises of God. Mary is the most blessed woman in history, not because of anything she has done, but because of the fruit of her womb, the most blessed offspring in history. For Mary is the very woman who carries the promised offspring, the very one promised to Adam and Eve after the fall into sin. God spoke to the devil, to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Mary carries an offspring that will bruise the serpent's head, dealing the devil a death blow. Yes, the devil will strike the heel of Mary's son. This little child, so small, so humble, will grow up to be placed upon a cross, to suffer and to die for your sin and for mine. But in suffering, in dying, the devil's head will be crushed and the world will be saved. Mary will be saved. John will be saved. Elizabeth will be saved. For they have heard of the Christ child, conceived and carried in Mary's womb, and they believe. They believe that God has visited his people in a way that he never has before, this time in our own human flesh and blood, to offer up that flesh and blood as a sacrifice to God. Elizabeth spoke these words for Mary, but they're really for you. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. I believe that I cannot believe. Elizabeth's blessing is not one that we can acquire on our own. Thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will not come apart from the Word. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came into my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. The Word of God that proclaims to you that dwelling in the womb of Mary, born and placed in a manger, anointed at the Jordan, transfigured on the mountain, crucified at Calvary, and raised from the dead on the third day, is the very Son of God, Jesus Christ, your Savior. The Word proclaims to you that this Jesus is for you, just as he was for Mary, John, and Elizabeth. The Word proclaims to you that your sins, which are many, are forgiven by the death and resurrection of Jesus. The Word proclaims that this world can do anything it wants to you, even putting your head on the chopping block, but it cannot take away from you what Christ has won. Your faith, though small as a mustard seed, is powerful. It can move mountains because of its object, the Jesus who has overcome the world, your crucified and risen Savior. In his name, amen. We stand and we sing the offertory found on page 192.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who continues to visit us today, bringing his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's visitation for us in Jesus Christ would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Dorothy White, who is currently hospitalized. We pray. Let us magnify the Lord, praising Him for all that He has done for us. Almighty God, we give You thanks that You continue to show Your love and mercy, even to us sinners in our humble estate. Make us ever thankful for the forgiveness that Christ Jesus has won for us, and defend us from all assaults of the enemy that would drive us away from Your life-giving word. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, You do great things for us in Your church. Bless all pastors You have sent to deliver Your good news to those in need, that they might faithfully proclaim Christ's salvation. We ask for Your special blessings upon Pastor Murundi and his family as they transition from Lincoln back to Fort Wayne. And we ask for Your special blessings upon Adam Moline, pastor in Hankinson, North Dakota, as he considers our call to serve as associate pastor. Bless all those in this congregation who serve their neighbors and visit them in times of need, distress, or joy. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, ruler of the world, You have blessed our nation with so many gifts. We ask You to bless us as we gather to celebrate yet again another national birthday. Look with favor upon those entrusted with positions of leadership, especially our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, or judge our laws. Defend them from the temptations of pride and make them to trust in Your might rather than their own. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Generous Lord, You open up Your hand to satisfy the needs of all creatures. Remember the poor and needy, and bless us in our stewardship of Your gifts, that we might serve and care for our neighbors with wisdom and love. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lover of mankind, You know the struggles and trials that Your people face. Illness, hardship, depression, hospitalization, recovery, the approach of death. Grant strength and confidence to our brothers and sisters who pass through adversity, and deliver them as You know best. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to You, Holy Father, for the faithful who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in faith who received Your mercy and taught us the same. Keep us steadfast in the same faith, and by the visitation of Your Son to us this day, in His body and blood in this Holy Supper, strengthen us until we are reunited face to face in the life of the world to come. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by the Holy Spirit, your only begotten Son was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and brought forth in the substance of our human flesh, that we might partake of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Savior, heaven and earth full of thy glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ. If you drink, then the body of Christ. If you drink Christ,
blood of Christ.
Body of Christ. This is all your sins. The body of Christ. Then the blood
of Christ.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Continue now with the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. We stand. God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Seated for our closing hymn, number 933, My Soul Rejoices, 933. God has visited you today as you heard his word and received his holy and precious sacrament. God continues to visit us in his love and mercy and kindness and forgiveness. Thanks be to God. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have church on Wednesday night. It's 4th of July. Regular church at 6:30. You're all invited. Pass the word. By the grace of God, it'll be live on the radio too. So opportunity to worship this week when a lot of people will have God being the farthest thing from their mind. So that'll be a great opportunity. We've got Bible study in the fellowship hall. We'll continue our look at the Article 12 of the Formula of Concord. If you've ever wondered or had a debate or discussion with someone about infant baptism, why we baptize babies, why some people don't baptize babies, this is the Bible study right here this morning. And I would just encourage you, this is where the rubber hits the road for a lot of people and in a lot of families today as well. On Tuesday evening this past week, we came together as a voters' assembly. We had election of officers. Those officers will be installed next Sunday at the beginning of the 10:30 service. Next Sunday at the beginning of the 10:30 service. Thanks to everybody who allowed their name to stand. And thanks also to those who have served in the past and are now at least temporarily resting from their duties. We do have one glaring hole on the church council, and that is in the area of fellowship. In the area of fellowship, we have lots of helpers. We have lots of people who will help with the meals and the potlucks and the farewells and the roasts and all those kind of things, but we really need somebody to be in charge and kind of coordinate everything. So think about that, pray about that. If that's something that you'd be willing to consider, let one of the pastors know. And that is, by the grace of God, the only opening that we have on our church council. Also, at the meeting on Tuesday night, as you heard in the prayers, maybe you've already seen in the news and notes, congregation voted to extend a call to Reverend Adam Moline of Hankinson, North Dakota, to be our associate pastor and fill the giant shoes of Pastor Morundi. No pun intended there. And call documents have been received, and Pastor Moline just happens to be going on vacation this week. So please keep Pastor Moline, his congregations. He has a dual parish in North Dakota that he's serving. And he's also received another call to a congregation in Minnesota. So the two congregations that he is presently serving, a call to a congregation in Minnesota, and then the call to serve here at Good Shepherd in Lincoln. So lots of people, lots of congregations, lots of anxiety and overwhelming kind of feeling. So the Lord of the church, who creates faith in us, the Lord of the church has this all worked out. And so we pray that his will ultimately would be done. Sadly, one more week, and we'll be saying goodbye to Pastor Morundi. You get a chance to hear him one more Sunday. That's next Sunday. We'll have our farewell for Pastor Morundi and his family next week at 5 o'clock. There is a sign-up sheet out there. We need a little help with setup and tear down. It's a potluck. Read the news and notes. All the details are there for what to bring and according to the alphabet and all that kind of stuff. The youth made it to Colorado and back. Thanks be to God. Sounds like everybody had a good time and nobody lost their faith or anything like that. So that's always good. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes. So kids, go get some goodies. Come on back in. Bible, you're all invited for coffee and goodies. Bible study to follow. Pastor, anything else? Vicar?
It's Tuesday. One drive. Eight to two.
Oh.
And sign sheets as you walk out.
Okay, and supposedly the new vicar and his family are going to be showing up sometime this week too, but we don't know exactly when, so we'll send out an email if we need some help unloading the truck, or we'll just make the current vicar do it. Have a great day and week, holiday celebration in the Lord Jesus Christ.